from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tension prevails in Belgium during 3 days of lockdown. Belgian prosecutors said Monday that anti-terrorism raids have resulted in 5 more arrests, bringing the total to 21 as the capital of Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Brussels' subway system and its schools are closed Monday as wary residents faced a third day of lockdown and another work week overshadowed by the massive manhunt. European Commission President Donald Tusk spoke with reporters about the Islamic State threat.
I deeply believe that terrorists will not intimidate us, and because in fact freedom and solidarity is much stronger than fear and violence. It's also our political obligation to be together against this dramatic challenge, maybe the biggest one in our times.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Israeli authorities reported a Palestinian stabbing attack Monday near a market in central Jerusalem. Now, that comes a day after a series of incidents in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Police said Monday's attack involved 2 women with scissors stabbing a man before they were shot by a police officer. On Sunday, the military said a Palestinian stabbed a 21-year-old woman multiple times in the head and in the chest before nearby soldiers were able to shoot him dead. Malian authorities are continuing their search for at least 3 suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital of Bamako that killed 19 people. A representative from Northern Mali separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is to begin his first official visit to Africa on Wednesday in Kenya, expected to address climate change, interreligious and interethnic peace and poverty. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Streets are being paved, banners have been hung by the highways, and Pope Francis branded merchandise is for sale. All to welcome the pontiff when he kicks off his Africa tour in Kenya. Kennedy Agesa is a tailor living in the Nairobi slum of Kangemi.
We heard the rumors Pope is coming. We are very happy.
Advocating for the poor has been a key tenet of his papacy. Father Simon Peter Kemomoy is a priest at Nairobi's Holy Family Minor Basilica.
So when they see the Holy Father now living a very simple life, you know, he is now identifying with the poor.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Pope spends 3 days in Kenya before leaving for his next destination, which is Uganda. The incoming government of Myanmar, led by the National League for Democracy, is expected to focus on improving the country's agricultural sector and building on reforms launched by the government of President Thein Sein. Ron Corbin reports for VOA from Bangkok on the economic policies of the new administration.
While Myanmar, also known as Burma, has experienced much economic reform since the military made way for more civilian control since 2011, change has been slower to come to the agricultural sector. Some 70% of Myanmar's 54 million people make their living from agriculture, but many face high levels of debt, and a failure of the local credit system has forced many farmers into the hands of moneylenders. Myanmar's economy, buoyed by foreign investment and an easing of international sanctions, has experienced economic growth of around 8% a year and more than $8 billion in funds flowing in from overseas investors. Analysts say the increased attention to boosting growth in Myanmar's rural and agricultural sector will help increase rural incomes, currently among the lowest in Southeast Asia. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The military-controlled group Union Myanmar Economic Holdings, with investments in brewing, gems, real estate, and transport, still face sanctions by the United States. At least 100 bodies have been recovered, and rescue workers in northern Myanmar are pulling more bodies from the rubble today, 2 days after a massive landslide near a jade mine. Officials say at least 100 people are still missing after the collapse. And the Colombian government says it's granting pardons to 30 jailed members of the Marxist rebel group known as FARC. The government sees it as a confidence-building gesture as it negotiates a treaty with rebels to end more than 5 decades of war. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.